Gak.
It's Arnold. We're reading from the Zohar, from the Parashah of Naso, section 2, which is titled, "And in the night his song shall be with us." And this section is a section from the Reaya Mehemna, which is the faithful shepherd, which is Moses' teaching to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu Mi Ben Shaloshim Shana V'amala V'ad Ben Chamishim Shana Avodat Masa V'ohel Moed Ikuda Daliot Halevim Meshorim Bamikdash V'aagidiokina V'elahaka Sarif V'chadesh Milin Deha Kohenihu Makriv Karbana V'ihu Mikal El Levihu Gabriel Ihu Sarif Lenagna. From verse 9, from 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, everyone that came to do the service of the ministry and the service of carrying in the tent of meeting. This mitzvah is that the Levites should sing in the temple. Although this was already explained before, we need to add something new. For it is the priest who sacrifices the offering, and he is the angel Michael, which is Chesed. Chesed being the priest, Levi is Gabriel, who is Geburah. And Gubarah is called Levi, and he should play music. This verse from the Zohar is explained, but it's kind of, there's questions to be asking here. It seems to be confusing what's happening in the lower temple, in the physical world, with the upper temple, where the angels Michael and Gabriel are being discussed. Michael represents the right column of the tree of life, Gabriel the left column. In the lower world, that's taken on by the Kohen, the priests, and the Levites. Now, how does carrying in the desert the utensils of the temple, of the Mikdash, how does carrying that relate to music in the temple? And that this verse in the Zohar is saying that they're the same thing, that by carrying in the desert, that the Levites were really singing also, and that was the job that they had to do. And how that relates to the ages of 30 to 50, and what is the meaning of that? Now, the number 30 is the Hebrew letter Lamed, which means teacher or teaching. And the number 50 represents the Hebrew letter Nun, which is a vaccine against falling. And the Levite is essentially if you study the tribe of the Levites, what they did in the various encounters in the desert, the Levites represent this idea of being a vaccine against falling spiritually. And the Levites, their job in the temple was to teach the people ways to avoid falling. Verse 10. This is the idea of always being happy, Because if you do an avera, if you do a sin, but you do it because you're happy and in the frame of joy and happiness, you don't fall spiritually, or you don't fall nearly as far as you would if you become guilty over it, if your attitude about it is negative. As long as you're happy, you don't really fall spiritually. Verse 10.
Well, this past week in the Parsha, it talks about the amount of donation that each person is to make based on their age. And specifically, 30 to 50 is mentioned as one group. So I'm wondering if there's relationship between
the section of the Torah that you're speaking of is not that they're how much donation a person makes based on his age, but in terms of if he is transferred to be sold and essentially sold as a slave to the temple, how much does it take to redeem him from the temple? And in that case, and it's very difficult for modern rabbis to deal with, because the women tend to be less valued in monetary means than the men. And the older someone gets, the less value. And it's very confusing to people. But when you understand that it's referring to the level of cleansing that people go through, that people need to go through, the older they are, the less cleansing they need, because they've already experienced a form of tikkun. And that is just one side of it. If you take a look at each of the different sequences that you're talking about, it's all related to cleansing and purification. And the numbers go up or down based on whether that level of consciousness needs more cleansing, more purification, or less. So yes, the same numbers that are applied in that case. A woman is 30 shekels when the man is 50. And it's the numbers are related to the discussion point. And they are the same kind of meeting. The woman can teach the man, and the man will tend to fall because of his animal lusts. So, yes, the same relationship does appear.
Okay.
Verse 10. Viraza de Mila Yomam Yitzave Hashem Chazdo Da Chesed Kachana Rabba de Mikael Yihu Kohen Chedyot Legabe Mare Ve'im Kol Da De Chedyot Yihu Etel Mare Melech Dechayot HaKodesh Yihu Uvirkat Chedyot Al Tehi Kala Ve'em Echa V'chai Yihu Yomam Yitzaveh Hashem Chazdo. The secret of Yed Hashem will command his steadfast love, his chesed in the daytime. That is, chesed is Zeron Pin, which is the high priest, because Michael is a common priest in relation to his master, who is chesed of Zeron Pin. Nevertheless, even though he is a common priest in relation to his master, and a king over the holy living creatures that are in Yetzirah, it was said of him, "Let not be the blessing of a common priest be light in your eyes." That is what is meant by, yet Hashem will command his chesed in the daytime. Michael is a species of angels. He's not an individual angel. He represents the right column of the tree of life. He acts as the high priest. He is the highest of the angels until Memtet, which is the name for metronome, was created. Memtet is a unification of a species of angels along with the human being Chanoch ben Yared, and that put Memtet on a higher level than this race of angels. Now, what is being discussed here is the idea that there's Chesed of Zerantin and there's Chesed of Malchut. And how do we relate to these things? And what is higher, what is lower? All of this is being discussed and hinted at in this verse in the Zohar. Verse 11. Uva laila shiro ipi dagula shiro bekor shoro chadarlo ufne shor machas mol begabriel shaluche betzarif v'shore unagin befedva Becham ra b'dioraita, v'itaska b'dioraita, yikayem kumi roni b'layla, l'rosh ashmudrot. And in the night his song shall be with me, which is Giborah of Zerantin. Since Shira, meaning song, is similar to the firstling of his herd. The word is shoro, his herd, or his shore, his bull. Grander is his, and the face of an ox, which is shore, on the left side. Shira and shore, literally ox, are identical. Gabriel is the messenger of Givurah. It is incumbent upon him to sing and play music happily with the wine of Torah. Study the Torah and fulfill. Arise, cry out in the night, in the beginning of the watches. This verse in the Zohar is starting to, or is explaining, the unity of things that appear to us in our physical world to be disjointed and not unified. What does a song have to do with a bull? Well, in the Book of Prophets, it speaks about the singing bulls, the singing cows that were used to transport the ark from Shiloh, which was the temporary location, towards Jerusalem. And then it was stopped partway because of an accident, although there is no accidents, and then it continued to Jerusalem. And the cows who moved the ark, when they were attached to the ark, they sang. And this is all related and coded about the left column of the tree of life. And I should say that the cows didn't move the ark. The ark moved itself, but for appearance's sake, for the illusion's sake, the cows pulled the cart that the ark rested upon. Verse 12. V'yei ma'abiyashmurot kama salichot v'tachanunim uvakashot v'kol mine rina bigrone v'ihu kinor liapka Bekala v'shit kanvei rea im varda v'shit is kan dekane v'davav v'ipuk le miliba itaman minakimadi ukroha mare matnitin chalev mevin yipuk ben bebina mi ben yadi ihu val de ihu afroa beshit gad kpin v'salek le beshit iz kan de kane v'inun shesh ma'alot l'kisei. You should say at dawn several penitential prayers. The Hebrew is the slichot prayers. Supplications and petitions with all kinds of joyful chants in his throat, which is like a fiddle to produce the voice with the six parts of his lungs, that is five lobes of the lung with the rose lobe, which is a small venous lobe that is attached to the lung, and in the six rings of the windpipe that is alluded to the vav. For Zeron Bin that comes out from the heart, where Bina is situated, as the authors of the Mishnah have explained, the heart has understanding. A son that is Zeron Bin comes out from Bina, the son, the Ben of Yud-Heh. The letters of Bina are Ben Yud-Heh, which is Vav, which alludes to a newborn chick with six wings, namely Zeron Pin that has six sephirot. Chesed Geburah Tiferet Netzach Chod and Yesod. He will raise them by the six rings of the windpipe, which are the six rungs of the throne, because Chesed Geburah Tiferet Netzach Chod and Yesod of Zeron Pin are six steps to Bina, that is referred to as the throne to Chachmah. And again, this verse appears to be saying something similar, but it's really revealing a lot more. When I say something similar, it's pulling the different aspects, things that we don't see as connected. It's bringing them and unifying them and showing us the unity. But it's explaining much more in this idea of the six rings of the windpipe, which looks, the windpipe in the human body or in, you know, any animal, looks like a valve. And the windpipe has six rings. Who would know that? How could we know that? How would the Zohar know that 2,000 years before? Well, maybe they took apart some dead bodies and said, oh, there's six rings around this windpipe. I'm not sure that that took place, but it is possible. In any event, they knew a lot of aspects of healing and about the human body that were not revealed until the last 20, 30 years in modern science. This is just one of them. And these five lobes of the lung. Again, this is not easily come by information unless you do an autopsy on a dead body, and that goes against the Jewish religion. The bodies are buried right away, especially in the land of Israel, which is so energy intensive that the body decays almost immediately. Verse 13. The bet kursayan inun kise kavod marom merishon v'inun liba ufuma levayomer kiyad al kesya milchama lashem be'amalek kaved samael huma the kise kes. Hey, ha-hidiktiv tiku, b'chodesh shofar v'gomer. There are two thrones, as it is written, the glorious throne exalted from the beginning, meaning that it is higher than the first throne, indicating that there are two thrones, They are the heart, which is Bina, and the mouth, which is Malchut. The heart is written because Yah has sworn by his throne, is Bina, which is a throne for Yud-Heh, for Chochmah. And the heart is the secret of that Hashem will have war with Amalek, which is the secret of the liver, that is Samael. The mouth is the secret of the seat of the Kiseh, that is the throne, which is Kes, of Hay. The word in Hebrew, Kiseh, which means translates as throne, is spelled as the Kes of Hay. That is when by blow a shofar at the new moon, at the full moon, at the covering, which the Hebrew word is Kiseh, which is the mouth, meaning Malchut, that is the throne of the last Hay of Yud-Heh Vav-Heh. It contains the five restorations of the mouth, as explained before. To remind us, the five restorations of the mouth are the letters that come out of the five different parts of the mouth and how they interrelate and can be substituted for each other and teach us many things about unity. Verse 14. Ma shofar kane vav koch desalik min hakane legabe puma detaman hashem b'hashem mane tikunin dedibura dihinun shifvan b'shinayim v'chech sifroan tirein shinayim v'toch anot tirein minin v'chech ha-chamesh t'tachanin k'nahar dihu ko pegavna t'tachanin rechaya li'apaka ko v'dibur v'nafik mi'bina d'liba v'machashava. He explains, what is the meaning of shofar? When it says, blow a shofar at the new moon, the windpipe alludes to the Vav, which is the mystery of Zeranpin that is referred to by the Vav. It is also called voice. It is the voice that ascends from the windpipe to the mouth, which is referred to as Malchut, where the hay is. That is the meaning of the words at the full moon. Meaning the Hebrew is Kiseh, on our feast day. With the throne, the Hebrew is Kes of Hay, meaning the five implements of speech, the lips, the teeth, and the palate. The lips are two, the teeth is two, and the palate is one. There are two lips, teeth including regular teeth and molar, which make them two kinds of teeth, and a palate. So we have a total of five in the mouth. These are the five implements of speech. When they mill like a riverbed, they make noise like the milling of grindstones to produce sound and speech that emanates from Bina, which is the heart, and with thought, which is the secret of Chochmah. This verse is very esoteric. It's somewhat concealed, but if you think about it, it really isn't. It's saying that the mind activates the mouth. The mind is speaking the words that the heart is sending it to speak. Now, sometimes the mind argues with the heart and doesn't want to say what the heart wants to express. But for the most part, the mind is letting the heart speak, and you're letting the use of the lips and the tongue and the mouth and the palate, all of this is all part of this process. And that is related to the shofar. The windpipe speaking through the mouth represents the shofar with a man blowing through the shofar. This is a unification, a unity. For the most part, we just don't think like this. But if we train ourselves to look for cause and effect, it's a very powerful tool. Verse 15. Dehu Shema Meporash Ve'eser Minei Talim Uvshofar Ein Pochatin Me'asara Shuparot Ve'oraita Kala Dila Dibur Dila Bina Dila Yuchnucha A'ezehu Chacham chamech din, devar mitoch davar, machashava dilech hashiv, chamech uchabarichu, mikol karbanin v'ilavam, hahidiktiv zot ha-torah, le'ola v'la mincha, alkein rea yamehemna. That is the name pronounced in full in 10 various praises, which parallel the 10 sefirot. Here too, thought is chachmah, the heart is bina, and the windpipe is the secret of Zeron Pin, in which are chesed, geburah, tiferet, netzachot, and yesod, the six rings of the windpipe. The mouth is malchut, and with the root, which is keter, they amount to 10 sefirot. Therefore, when blowing the shofar, we never blow less than 10 times, which corresponds to the 10 sefirot. As for the Torah, the voice is hers, and the speech is hers, and hers is binah, as we have explained. A wise man understands one thing from another. Hers is the faculty of thought, which is chachmah. There are 10 sefirot, which voices, because voices are on din, in which are chesed, geburah, tiferet, netzachot, and yesod. Speech is malchut. And with bina and her chachma, with the root keter, they amount to the 10 sefirot. Therefore, the Torah is more important to the Holy One, blessed be He, than all the offerings and burnt offerings. This is what is meant by, this is the Torah of the burnt offering, of the meal offering. And that's the end of Moshe's teaching of Rabbi Shimon on this section. It's also the end of the section. And what is this really, what is this verse bringing us around to? What is it explaining? Is that a man, when he speaks, is connecting to 10 sefirot. He's connecting to Malchut in the mouth, which is the frame of the head. He's connecting to the windpipe, which has the six sefirot of Zeron Pin. He's connecting to the heart, which is speaking through the mind, which is Binah. The mind being Chachmah. And where does the Keter come from is explained in this. It's the root of the voice box, essentially the root of the windpipe. And this is the Keter. And this is how every word we speak is coming through 10 sefirot. Does anybody have any questions?
Not at this time.
Jack, hold on a second. I want to turn the recording off.